Speak Studios is a community-driven studio space where voices from all walks of life can speak and be heard. You can find them on Instagram and Facebook at Speak Studios and their websites, speakpodcasting.com. Speak Studios, speak and be heard.
I'm Jenny.
I'm Ashley.
And I'm Annie.
And together we're
Three Single Broads.
Ashley here with the broads.
Hi.
Hi.
And our bro.
What up, doe?
The official bro. And a new podcast room.
Yeah.
With a giant screen with my face.
With
on
your
it.
Whole yeah. face. Look how pretty you are.
So yeah, there's gorgeous, a lot. Gorgeous. There's a lot going on right now.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's season three, which means it's an obviously new season, which means we had to bring Eli back.
Yes. Yeah.
Hello.
So yeah. We normally do a check-in. And we tell you to be quiet so you can join us this time because we actually have questions for you. So.
I mean, I feel like at this point, Eli is just a part of Three
Single
Broads.
Yeah, he's part of our
like,
check-in.
He is the bro. He is like the fourth bro.
He's the official bro.
He's the official bro. Yeah, so he's part of our check-in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So but Eli, why how's your week been?
Yeah, how's your week?
The week has been good, but it was busy though. I saw a lot of clients. Mm. I had a lot of late nights this weekend. I mean, this week. Sorry.
Did you... have any butt stuff happen in any of that late night stuff?
No,
are we going right to it?
Yeah, because I wanted to know. We were talking about
stuff.
You know, okay.
Did you have you eaten her asshole yet?
No.
Are you still with your girlfriend?
Yeah.
Did you go to Russia?
Did you go to Russia?
No, we didn't go to Russia because of COVID and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah, COVID.
Yeah.
Stupid question.
That didn't happen.
Okay, that's really all I wanted to know. Thanks for coming in.
Wow, she's
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I know.
But yeah, nothing really crazy went down, but I'm getting pumped for this week though, because I'm Becca and I are going to Portland, Oregon.
Nice.
Oh, so some traveling.
Yeah, I've been there before a few years back when I was in grad school for a symposium. It was like a multiculturalism symposium or some shit.
Sounds fancy as fuck. Yeah, you go to like rich people school? I don't, what is that?
No, definitely not. It was at this this hotel in Portland. It was in downtown Portland. It was nice, but it was freezing. It was cold. It was February.
Oh.
So it was like, fuck good my month. Life.
Okay. Yeah.
But, well, yeah, good month for you guys, but not to be in Portland.
Not to be in Portland.
Yeah, it was cold.
Yeah, it was.
So you're hoping that this time will be too. More pleasant.
Yeah. But unfortunately, according to the forecast, it says it's supposed to rain every day. But
I feel like that's what happens.
But
there,
that, yeah, though. I feel like I was getting ready.
Yeah, the Pacific. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it
Pacific
the
Northwest.
It's like that.
It is a rainy area. Like that but that's fun. What do you got? You guys are just going for a little trip.
Yeah.
Gonna kick it.
Well, I really. So
any plans?
There's this band that I listen to.
What do you mean?
What?
Sound like a mom.
She is.
I have said that to Logan. Y'all just kicking it. Anyway.
No, you're good. No, because so the reason why I wanted to go to Portland is because I'm going to go see this band. Well, it's really two guys called The Midnight. They're like an 80s electronica synth wavy duo.
Okay.
And they got this guy who comes in on their song who plays a saxophone. That shit is dope. Definitely have that 80s vibe to it.
That's fun.
And they're playing at this theater called the Roseland Theater.
Oh, okay. I'm assuming that's like a big, well-known thing.
The band?
No, or, the theater.
Oh, the theater? I have no idea. I don't know if it's a big band.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a common name or anything.
But you're going.
I'm going next year.
Find out.
They didn't have any East Side tours.
Oh, okay.
When I went to buy these tickets, but right after I bought the tickets, maybe like a couple of days or so, then they announced on their Instagram that they're having an East Coast tour next year.
Of course, isn't that how
and I was like, you motherfuckers. Like, weird. But I was just like, I'll go see them again.
Go to Portland.
Yeah.
So when are you going?
So I'm leaving Tuesday.
Wow.
Yeah, Tuesday night. And then the concert's on a Wednesday.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Coming back Saturday.
That's fun.
Can't wait to go somewhere.
Yeah, your life is way more exciting than ours, that's for sure.
I mean, but for right now anyway. Yeah.
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 Just this week.
Now, I mean,
this week.
You guys got this going on still.
So. That's true.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, our check-in.
Did you guys know that a year ago today,
mm-hmm.
we took our bougie pictures.
Yes, I do remember.
Joe
that.
Biden became president, baby.
Oh, wow.
Well, they announced that he won. Yeah. So it was just a great day a year ago today. Right. We took our bougie pictures. We took our pictures. We had professional pictures.
I drugged myself today because I had a massage. So I'm like out of it.
Yeah, you are she's super relaxed. Yeah,
you look like you could have passed out at any moment. Like that she's forehead is going to slap this table.
She had a massage today. So yeah. You guys.
She is feeling good.
Between that and the fucking weed. Yeah, I'm all like,
You're cozy. Yeah, she's I'm like, I work right today.
On that cloud right now.
But yeah, I thought that was interesting a year ago today.
I can't believe that was a year ago. That like feels like it was forever ago.
It feels like a lifetime has happened.
So much has happened.
Yeah.
What's going on with everybody else?
Well, on the parenting front, my child tried to have a co-ed sleepover.
Ooh. Mm.
Not only did he try to have.
Wait. Let me ask you, did they ask your permission to have this co-ed?
Oh, well, So my son and his one little friend have these two girls. So it's two couples that they hang out all the time and they come to my house and I make them dinner and the girls are fun. We have like dance parties in my kitchen. Like it's
sure.
Cool.
They're fun until they're asking to sleep over.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, he texted me like they left. The girls came over for dinner. They left. Right. The other kid wasn't there. It was just Logan and the two girls and they're all friends, whatever. So Logan texted me and asked me if he could have a sleepover. Three of them could sleep over. And I was like, my first question was, where would everybody sleep? Because I wanted to hear his answer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you gave him
that moment. What did he say?
Him and his girl in his bed and the other couple on the couch.
Right.
Because he didn't even try to hide it and be like, the girls will sleep in the bed and we'll sleep on the couch. He was like, no.
I literally laughed. He didn't even try
no
to like, make it like something like acceptable.
He's like, listen, this is gonna happen. This is how I envision it in my mind.
Down
is Mac Daddy looking.
You don't know this. The one time it was the broads, we were all hanging out at Jenny's and he was upstairs with his girlfriend.
That's oh my god.
Oh, whoa, we moved on. Wow.
Yeah, moved on from that girl. This new girl is better too. I like
that's good. So the last one, they're upstairs in Logan's room. We're like, what are they doing up there? The door even open? We don't even know.
Each other.
So probably. So that's why we decided to tell Alexa to start playing
Disney music or something.
No, it was hardcore like Christian music.
I was playing Christian music.
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
That's
you want to see kill the mood? That is perfect. Oh, I'm writing that down. What is so funny?
All you hear is this door open.
Yo,
mom. I'm like, I feel like you need some Jesus in your life.
For Jesus.
Leave some room
for Jesus.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Yeah. I may look sleepy, but I'm still here.
Yes. Go ahead.
So yeah, anyway, I shut that down. And that's basically my life work, being a mom to a teenager and, you know, trying not to become a grandma anytime soon.
Oh my God.
How old is Logan?
15.
Oh shit.
He'll be 16 actually in February. Oh, so.
No, this is real. This is.
Oh yeah, it's happening.
This is red alert right now.
Yeah, it's happening.
Yeah, I don't know which one's what. Pick one. It'll be fun.
I mean, yeah.
That's what happens when you have a teenager.
Yeah. That's what happens when he comes to you talking about like mom.
Oh, well, his friends were over the one day and they, you know, I'm like that mom that I'm like, wear a fucking condom. Like, I don't care. They took them all. I don't have any, so I need more for the kids.
Oh my God.
They were like, the one kid was kind of being a jerk and he was like, pull out. And I was like, oh, ew, Logan, no. That's how Logan was born.
So funny.
Fucking idiots. I literally almost asked the kid to leave my house. I was like, you can leave if you're going to talk like that.
Yeah.
Hello. Wow. Anyway. So
updated my week. I'm glad I don't have a fucking kid.
Facts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No kids.
Oh, thanks.
You could turn
off. Good job, though.
Thank you. Well, when you don't have sex, it's kind of hard to get pregnant. So, but yeah, no, this week has just
I tried the leg.
You were going to laugh at that? That's disrespectful.
Oh, I'm like, well, what the?
But yeah, no, it's just been work. I mean,
yeah.
That's it. That's life.
Pretty
much. Yeah.
Well, you're open to new possibilities for work now. You've entered that phase.
Facts. I did update my resume, which is really just copy and pasting parts of the description of my job currently and sticking it in my resume.
This is what I do. Blah.
Yeah, how do you like that new one?
It ain't it, but it's it for now. I don't know.
There's, yeah. I hope somebody there's doesn't so listen much. To this podcast, this episode that it's you work okay. with.
No, okay. I mean, okay.
maybe.
Okay. It's okay.
Maybe. Yeah, it's fine.
I mean, okay. like, you're not bashing anybody. You're just saying it's not and what it, you think your future is.
There
are
stories and there is tea that I'll tell you about when we're not
well,
on
we'll discuss flights. That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. It is what it is. It's not too bad for right now, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about you, Annie? What's up with your What's life? Up?
I've been busy having a really good time. I have a great boyfriend now, and that's been really different and weird.
Oh, I know. Oh, perfect.
That's what's happening. That's what's happening. Yeah, keeping busy with my business. So like, I feel like I had a really good week of like sessions. And then a week after that, I had a really good week of sales. So now I'm ready to just full bore, get a good mix of both. So I'm really
gonna focus
on getting my name out there and what I do out there so people can come and chill and learn how to better cope with all the bullshit in life.
Yeah.
Healthy coping mechanisms.
Yeah, I like it.
I could use some of those.
Yeah. So what is it about?
And then when in doubt, just throw a crystal at someone. That's what I say.
Yeah.
Like directly at them.
Yeah.
Or?
I mean, that's been a theory I've been throwing. Not
that should be a
t-shirt. Throwing at them.
I don't endorse it.
Okay.
That's not
to be clear.
I was the therapist. Maybe at some
I will
point
lay crystals upon your body, but I won't be throwing them at anyone.
That should be a shirt though. When in doubt, throw a crystal at
them. Yeah.
That is a good shirt.
That's a good shirt.
Don't take our idea, anybody.
Seriously.
We've said that a lot.
Yes.
Well, but I have a lot we want to talk about.
We should take a little bit of a break.
Yeah, we'll take a break.
Yeah,
and we'll be back.
We have a bunch of random ass but awesome stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
I'm excited about it, guys.
Yeah.
Me too.
We'll be back.
Guys. Be right back.
Hey guys, it's Ashley here with a little reminder to ask your broads. That's right. We want to know, do you guys have any burning questions from stuff we've talked about in past episodes? Maybe you want an update on some of our guests? Well, hit us up. You know where to find us. We're on Instagram. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're on Gmail. It's the number 3 single broads with a Z. Hit us up.
Hey guys, Jenny back with my broads and bro.
Hi.
Hey, what up, dude?
So last episode that we did, we had the Lehigh Valley Medium and his husband, Brad, and it was very lovely.
Oh my God, it was
so nice.
But I, obviously, if you listened to it, you caught the vibe that I'm very anti-straight men right now, which is very true.
Yeah, you're very much on a vibe right now.
I am on a vibe. I am. I totally am on a fucking vibe.
You need some crystal therapy right now.
I do. I need to help me like men again. No, I'm cool.
She's like, am I?
So basically, we've talked a lot about like this generational curse with women, how women are expected to be the best mother, the best wife, the best employee.
They're expected to have a clean house
and also make money and do all the things in the family unit. Like they have to work 40 hours a week and then also come home and clean. I mean, it's just like somebody else to do it, right? So I feel like it's just been this kind of thing that women have been doing for generations. And we've talked a lot about that and trying to break that curse and letting women know, like, you don't have to do everything. You don't have to be everything to everyone. Like, it's okay.
Right.
But we never really talked about kind of the man side of it. And I think almost the opposite is true for men in the fact that like they do the bare minimum and get rewarded for it. Like, and I'm not saying obviously all men.
Yeah, I know.
But it's very much like my husband cooked dinner. Isn't that amazing? Like, no. No,
it shouldn't be like
you cook dinner every, like they get rewarded for doing these like bare minimum things that are just like normal life things.
Yeah.
For the woman. That's why I think it's because think about it. If someone has been doing the same thing for years, or let's just say generalizing men right now, right? If our expectation was only to just work, bring home the bacon, fix shit around the house, blah, 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 right? Next thing you know, we made our wives dinner, which is just traditionally expected of the woman. And then that's why, so there's like a different behavior or a different role that was switched for a little bit. And so then the woman is going to be like, holy shit, my man just made me some dinner and brought wine and lit a candle.
But like, if you weren't married, like if you were a single man, you would have to like feed yourself, you know, like it, to me, it's just like the basic, I get that. Like there's obviously roles in relationships and things like that. And then those roles get reversed. But I just think across the board, like men get rewarded for like doing such bare minimum and women are constantly put down for when they're doing everything. You like, does that make sense at all?
How are they put down for, explain what you mean by, give me an example.
I'll give you a perfect example.
Sure.
Okay. When you're pregnant, say you're pregnant and you have a baby, the father could do no wrong. Nobody's saying to the father, then this is, I mean, I've experienced this. My friends have experienced this. People, they're not giving the dad advice. They're not saying, did you do this? Are you breastfeeding? Are you doing this? Yeah. Make sure to do this. Don't put the baby on the belly, blah, 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 blah. All these things, they're constantly getting grilled by society, by friends, by family, about trying to do the right thing. Where the husband, it's like, they just show up. Like they, if they change a diaper, that's like, you change your baby's diapers. Good for you.
Yeah. I actually know some men who are like, I won't change no diapers.
And like I, and I've experienced that. We're like, or another,
why would you even have a child with someone that says that? Like, I would be like, well,
there's lots of men that will not change diapers.
Yeah. Then you're not,
I'm not having your child.
I'm looking for,
it's just weird to me.
Yeah. Yeah. I strive for a partnership.
Right.
And like, that's what my relationship is like. My ideal relationship is a partnership where like there's no role like there's assigned to anyone.
Yeah.
We all do this. We all do everything. And well, if we don't know how to do it, then we teach each other and learn together. So
exactly.
Like, that's the goal. But yeah, it sounds like there are a lot of times that there's pre-assigned.
Well, and here's the thing. And I know that people are going to cringe when they hear it, but in all those examples you gave, it sounds like the women are the ones that are being the assholes. Why do women constantly grill women about,
right,
they're going to do when they're pregnant? Why don't we grill the men and start asking them questions?
Or even like, you know, when a woman's pregnant or has a baby and they go to a doctor's appointment and the father comes through, it's like, oh, it's so nice that the father's here. It's like, they do that to me still to this day. Cause my son's father comes to me to a lot of doctor's appointments. I mean, why fucking not? It's his kid too.
Yeah,
and so he comes a lot of the time. I mean, there's not all the time. Right, I obviously do most of it, but when he comes, they're always like, oh, it's so nice that you both are here. Like, why?
Well, and I just think
it should just be normal.
Yeah.
Well, yeah,
as a society need to stop. Yeah, it's not. So we need to like, stop fucking feeding into it.
Switch
you know what I mean?
Yeah, because it's just
well, how do you feel as a mom? Like you, does your kid get an allowance for cleaning?
Yeah.
Well, that's a basic thing that he would have to do as an adult. So why is he getting rewarded for it?
Well, he doesn't actually get, he only gets an allowance for doing the extra things. Things like laundry, dishes, trash, cleaning your room, he doesn't get paid for.
Right.
He gets paid if he cleans the bathroom for me, like really scrubs it and details it and does kind of these extra things, because I want him to learn that one, it's just to get him to fucking do it because he's a teenager and he won't, but he doesn't get money for basic shit. Like the chores he has to do.
Right.
And there's no allowance for that. I'll give him like $10 to clean the bathroom or extra to do stuff like that.
Yeah.
Take the air conditioners out.
Okay, so on a daily basis, he's responsible for X, Y, and Z. Mm-hmm. But if you ask him to do something like cut the grass or shovel or something like that, then you'll give him an incentive of
$10. But for basic shit. And I tell that him that all the time. Sometimes like, well, you know, are you going to make me dinner? Like, no, you can. It's fend for yourself night. You know, he cooks for me. I try to teach Logan get away from these gender norms, these gender roles. Like I'm trying to instill in him, obviously, how to know how to clean the bathroom and do laundry and do all that stuff, because I want him to be, you know, a functioning adult.
I think that's what my point is, is like at some point, instead of everyone just getting upset about it or like, you know what I mean? We all have to do something different. You know what I mean?
Nothing changes if nothing changes.
Exactly. I think that just, the fact that we're even having this conversation hopefully just opens up some people's eyes too. And they're like, oh, maybe I am part of the problem.
Yeah.
Hopefully, fingers crossed. I don't know.
I just think across the board, straight men could do better.
I just can't put it on one, because I just feel like we could also do better too.
I was going to say, like, I mean, I think everyone could do better as far as that.
That's part of growth.
I don't understand why it has to be based on gender. And at the end, all of us could do better.
Because I mean, a woman acknowledging like, oh, you both are here, is something that is like the man probably doesn't even realize that this woman said that. Mm-hmm. Like he was just like, I'm just here because my wife wants me to be here. Like it's just like whatever. But obviously she's speaking to the other woman about it. It's like, wow, I wish my husband would do that. Like I acknowledge mm-hmm, that you yeah. have someone right. that is willing to do that. So I mean, in a way, I could see where you're coming from too, but on the flip side, it's like, okay, there are men out here who would be willing to do it, whether internally they're cringing, but they're here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I mean, for sure. Like, obviously I'm not Jen. There's wonderful men out there who just go to doctor's appointments without being asked yeah. and take the trash out and do things without being asked. But I don't think we're there yet. And on the flip side, something we wanted not to like change topics and jump to, yeah. but we wanted to bring up that men aren't taught to love themselves and yeah. and speak highly of themselves and yeah. or show emotion or seek help yeah, for mental health.
Suck
issues.
It up, not to cry.
Yeah. yeah. So, yeah. I mean, I think it almost goes hand in hand because they're just taught to be the.
That's the toxic masculinity, I think.
Yes.
Where they yeah. don't allow any of the, every person has both feminine and masculine qualities. That's where I think like genders kind of blur. Like I don't, yes, we have a physicality of a gender, but we also in our personalities have aspects of masculine aspects and feminine aspects.
Right,
I think
right.
a lot of toxic masculinity is like, no, I don't have feelings. And it's like, nah, bro, you do.
Yeah. It's like, yeah. You the way you just said that right now, you got feelings.
Yeah. Like there's feelings. So I think that's where it kind of,
yeah.
gets like lost in society. They forget that all of us have feelings. Both. Yeah.
How do you yeah, deal think, with that as like a what, man as a, in society? As a guy?
I mean, I think that because traditionally, as far as my generation too, maybe a little after, we've been taught by our fathers, and sometimes if fathers are absent, we are probably at more of a disadvantage as far as how to articulate our emotions. Yeah. Sometimes when we even identify, we can't articulate it because we don't even know what it is, how to understand what we're feeling.
Yeah.
And then once we get to that point, it's like, okay, what do I do with it? Yeah. So it's like, we can go, it's kind of like look down upon to look towards your fellow men and talk about these things. Cause it's just weird. Like it's kind of just as like you save that for your girl or save that for yeah. your mother. Like that's that part where it's just like, okay, that is that the feminine part where it's just like, okay, you need to go to a woman to talk about how to handle
maybe
all that.
Maybe it's easier
shit.
To talk yeah, to yeah, a woman.
Easier. Yeah.
But yeah. I think it's
because
sad
we're so
that guys
emotional
can't do
already.
That. Yeah. But I right. think like, it's sad that dudes yeah. can't like have talks about their feelings. Like if I'm sad or upset, there's been tons of times where yeah. I've called Annie and I'm like crying and I'm like,
same with me. Like that's what yeah. I like yeah. think friends
all the time
for.
But I think
in my ideal world, a bunch of bros get together and just like cry and talk about their feelings.
I was going to say that too, because I think that recently, probably like within the last 10, 15 years, I feel like there has been a lot of push for men to actually talk about these
you
things.
You go to
other
a cry
men.
Circle? Would you just go I mean, cry it out with your like dudes?
With the homies?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would do that.
Think of how
let it out, man.
Think of how much you would share, how much closer you would be.
I that know. Puts out some like, good vibrations into the world when people do that. When they get yeah. when they can get vulnerable like that.
Yeah, and then sometimes you want to let
it
out.
It releases a
and,
lot. Yeah, yeah. it just yeah. releases a lot.
So sports too. Like you yep. know, you,
yeah.
you
well,
gather up with
thing.
A bunch of boys and then you just play a sport, you get that testosterone out, get that energy out.
But that's all you guys
but,
have.
But I
you
think that's the problem.
No, but
only
but that's the physical.
Yeah,
right.
that gets out
yeah.
the physical. It still
yeah,
it has a release
physical.
Aspect.
Right.
But the thing is that when it comes to actually sitting here and having a conversation with someone about it and having that's a whole different level that I think a lot of guys are very uncomfortable.
Well,
doing.
I think it's because they were never given space for that growing up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They're
yeah,
like,
yeah,
how do I do this? What do I do?
Yeah. What do I do with it?
They were never
yeah.
taught.
Yeah. Right. Like, yeah. okay, it's okay for you to tell me and cry while you're telling
yeah.
me, like I'm here to listen or
right.
they'd, no one was really, I feel like it happened to a lot of our generation.
Yeah.
There wasn't any, and it's because our parents didn't have that support. And
right.
yeah, it's funny because my brother is one that like recognizes this a lot. And so, and he's learning how to articulate his feelings, you know, mm-hmm. better. And he'll say to me, he'll talk to me. Obviously he comes to me when he's feeling emotional because I'm the female, and, you know, in his life. And I'll say, and what emotion are we feeling right now? are we sad? Are we, you know, are we frustrated? Let's feel it out, you know, give it to me. And I try to teach Logan that, you know, talk to me about your feelings. I say that to him all the time.
Yeah.
Like, what are we feeling right now? Because we're not just going to be angry. We're not just going to scream and yell. And that's not what we're doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Clearly you're upset, you know?
Yeah. You can let it out a little bit, but that emotion can't hang.
Yeah.
Right.
And that anger can't stay, and that resentment and all those feelings.
Because think about feelings. It's within itself. That whole bag is just another language that people have to learn.
Yeah.
So just think about it like that, as far as it being a whole complete different language and why it's so difficult.
Yeah, that's true. It is a different language. It's like learning a different language. Yeah,
it is.
I guess it just comes naturally to us ladies.
It does. And I'm like a highly emotional person.
We've been told our entire life. Yeah.
I feel like, you know, women have that space, and it's just that open for women
So you're like obviously fairly aware. Duh, that's why you're sitting here with us.
Sure.
Do you practice this? Sure. Yeah.
Yes.
Do you practice this openness and communication with your girlfriend?
Absolutely. I have to.
That's good.
It's just that, like, I don't feel as though holding on to things and not speaking about it, not vocalizing it, it just does it the complete disservice to the whole experience anyway.
And to your physical body. So in my literal practice, though, what I learn is when you hold on to things emotionally like that, they take up energetic space in your aura. And that actually leads like physical disease and like physical issues. So
Your body like reacts to what you're holding on to.
Yeah. And like that's where long-term chronic illness and disease comes from, is for people who like hold things in. And like, it's just one aspect of energy therapy where releasing and crying, and even just doing like crystal therapy, sound therapy, exercise, movement, all these things release stuck energy in some way. So crying is one of the best forms.
Because crying releases a lot of cortisol.
Crying is the best. Like physical, like down.
Are you
crying is the best. Do you practice self-love?
I would say yes. And I do that mostly either driving.
Yeah.
I do a lot of like self-love stuff, self-meditating and self-speaking.
I was going to ask about the self-speaking, because like that's
self-talk
that,
is huge.
Yeah. I think that's a lot of people that forget, or I think a lot of people forget that part of self-care is the way you speak to yourself.
Yes. Because think about it. If you have a negative thought in your mind, I tell my clients this all the time. If you have a negative thought in your mind, right? Thinking negatively completely, like the whole day.
Yeah.
What is going to be the only thing that is going to be louder than that voice in your mind? If you speak
negative shit.
No, positive shit.
Yeah. And that's what I tell my clients. You don't necessarily have to believe what I'm telling you to say out loud, but you say it anyway, and your body responds. Well, because the vibration is the higher, and principles of entrainment is all the other vibrations respond to the highest vibration. So when you put that out there, everything else will align with that instead of the negative.
Right.
And I like that thought that like you saying it out loud is louder than what's going on in your head.
Yeah.
I love that.
Think about it. And I think that's a lot of what's going on with men too, is not to say that women don't deal with this, but I feel like men are in their head because you're taught not to talk about things.
Yeah.
So you're just going to be in your head. And then when you do finally say something, it comes out so resentful that you've been holding all this in.
Right.
Because you just throw shit, or you do whatever it is. And in contrast to just talking about what you should have been talking about.
Yeah.
And letting it out. Facts. It manifests its way in a different light or dark.
Wow. Communication, baby.
Fuck yeah.
That communication. Yeah. I'll see you on your list over there.
Well, why don't we take another break and then get back to that list?
Sounds good.
I think that's pretty good. So let's take another break.
We'll take a break. We'll be back.
Cool.
And I think the women making more men, more and more than men, I think is a good segue.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about too.
Because I'll save it.
Yeah, I saw that.
Because there's this article that I saw. And they're saying that like a lot of white men are not going back to college, not going to college.
I'll put Why? Your bonds email on there too.
Because of the debt.
Thoughts on that. Yeah.
So, but the thing is that it's leaning towards more women are going to higher education, which therefore.
Oh, yeah, that's fact, actually.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Well, hold on. Annie, bring us back. So talk about it.
How am I going to bring it in? I'm just talking about women making more money than men.
Yeah, sure. Just like, we're back talking about random religion. Shit. This is what we're talking about now.
All right. Yeah. In 5, 4. Hey, everybody, we're back. It's Annie, and we have our bro and the broads.
Hey.
We're just going to get right back into it. So we're talking this time women who make more money than their significant other male partner.
Yeah,
this was an Eli topic.
Yeah. Because I think that this is going to start coming, being a little more popular or being a little
more normal
mm-hmm. now, as far as women are starting to be more represented in higher education and men are starting to not go to college.
Yeah.
Because I feel like men are starting to know that they're going to get into debt going to college. Mm-hmm. So I'd rather do a trade. Maybe I'll spend less than going to college, but still have to go to school for a trade, but it's going to be less than going to a four-year degree.
A lot of times you can learn a trade while in high school, depending on.
Yeah, that's true.
There's that too. So, but then it's going to be women are going to come out with debt, more debt than men, mm-hmm. but at the same time, they're going to be making more in a sense. So, but with guys, you know, with certain trades, you can make more.
Yeah.
Right. Of course. Trades are always.
And they're in demand
very
now
lucrative.
Too.
Yeah. But I think, so to me, it's like, okay, why though are women finding the need to go get higher education and get these big jobs and these big boss titles?
I think it's because there's finally opportunities for women to go out.
And they feel like they can, right?
Yeah. We feel more empowered to do that kind of stuff.
Yeah, for sure. Because we've been empowered.
Right.
You know. How do you feel in relationships though, where the woman makes more than the man?
Yeah, that is going to be very difficult for your man that was raised from a traditional man.
Because mm-hmm. I have a lot of friends who are married where the wife makes like almost every one of my friends that's married. The wife makes more money. Yeah. And again, because they kind of went to school.
They invested in themselves.
Yeah. And most of the guys do trades. Mm-hmm. Right. And they make good money. But I mean, some of my friends are like boss bitches.
Well, and that's the thing. Like the guys, even guys that don't have trades, guys that just don't want to go back to school because they don't want the debts. And I mean, around here anyway, warehouse jobs and shit like that are paying a lot of money.
Right.
I mean, that's great and all, but y'all are going to be like aching and bodies be falling apart in a couple of years doing all that extra fucking work.
Yeah, but I think
the women are just working smarter, not harder.
I mean, I do agree with that. I think women are working smarter.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it, you know, back in the day, right? Women were reading a lot, studying a lot, even though they're, you know.
Like when my grandmother went to college, like it was pretty much under the assumption that she wouldn't work. Like she went to college, got her degree. But in the 50s, it was you had to take home ec. You had to learn how to hold dinners. You had to learn how to do these things. And none of
the women went
on.
Homemakers.
To, yeah.
Right. Yeah. You were supposed to make babies. That's the, my culture.
Your grandmother even went to college.
Oh yeah. A lot of women went. Well, she went for music, but.
So yeah, but I think it's going to change the dynamic with it all because if the women are having the babies, obviously.
I mean, I hope at some point all these women that are working are also like, you got to help change these diapers that you said you're not going to fucking change. You're going to start cooking more than a Friday night. Yeah. Are we going to have some problems?
Partnership. Like,
partnership
for sure.
And I feel like these red pill men, such as like, you know, Kevin Samuels and shit, like, you know, those dudes, the red pill community and all that, you know, they have some points about certain things, but when it comes to women making more, like the partner making more, sometimes they take a dig at some of these cats that are making less than their woman.
That's stupid.
And I wish it was more like so they were proud, like, Women are proud when their husbands are successful. Like, thanks, boo, you're killing it, bringing home the bacon, you know?
Exactly.
But, like, I wish men could be like, get it, queen. Like,
yeah,
go out there, make that money.
And it's, and it's interesting, too, because some guys actually would, I think they were, it comes out as they're joking about this. Like, they would just say, like, oh, yeah, I would love to have my wife made more money than me.
Right.
Da, 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 da. But I feel like they're actually spitting some truth, like they really would.
I was gonna say cool sometimes there's a little bit of truth in those jokes.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah. I think like a lot of guys like, or like, you know, all the guys are like looking at each other like that'd be great.
Stay at home, that's fine.
Yeah, I mean, what about men who stay at home because their wife makes more money?
I got plenty of guy friends that stay at home and their wives are making more.
Like, that's awesome.
Yeah. And it's nothing.
And like, I'm sorry, but staying at home with those little crotch goblins has to be more work. I was gonna
bring that up. So somebody brought up on our Three Single Broads. No, it wasn't Three Single Broads. It was my personal Facebook. But basically, this guy was saying that it is harder for a man to make enough money to support a family on a single income house. Like, basically, it's harder to find a man who makes enough money to support a household than it is to find a woman who could be a housewife, because any woman could be a housewife, but not any man could make enough money. But I don't agree with that. I think that's potential. I mean, any man.
Girl, how far has potential got you in your relationship?
No. I mean, in general, anybody could work hard and make a six-figure salary. Anybody could do that. Right.
Yeah.
Just like one would argue that any woman could have babies and be a mom and be a housewife.
Right.
But the notion that one is rarer than the other was kind of my issue.
Yeah.
Because I feel like they're both as equally important.
Yeah.
And as difficult.
True. But I think that I don't want to put words in this person's mouth. But
well, he was a douchebag.
Oh, he was. Oh, shit.
He was a dick about it. But I want your interpretation of it.
Like the way that he was trying to say what he may be saying is that because of how our what do you call it, the price of living, I guess.
Okay, cost of living.
The cost of living, but it's a different term for it. The way our lifestyle is right now, as far as inflation. And everything like that, and how much it costs to, you know, come up with the mortgage and pay for the bills, and having like all that on top stress on top of one person is a lot, because it's going to obviously take an effect on that person being readily available as a member of the family.
Yeah, of course.
When you're like, so I think that hard. When you're working that hard, so then that entails putting more stress on the partner. So it's going to be so much because of that, what it takes. As far as the absence of the father or the mother to be able to make that six figure salary is going to drain the energy from everywhere else.
Right. And I understand that. And I know, and it's only because your wife or husband stays home that you're able to commit yourself to your job and work. And you don't have to worry about childcare and your wife's working and I have to pick up the kids this day. But like she's allowing you to have kind of free reign and go. Do your career. A lot of housewives, this happens to where they sit on the back burner because they allow their husband to go crazy on their career. Maybe go to med school, go to law school, pass the bar,
to chase their dreams,
And the women are kind of, you know,
left on the back burner.
Right.
Waiting. And I think the reason that the conversation irked me was exactly like I said before, this notion that like one is rarer than another, like a man who makes that much money should be like worshipped. And he's like this, oh, holy, but any woman could be a housewife. It's like, bitch, not every woman, just because we have the parts.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean that we're capable. They're equipped. Exactly. Yeah. Right. Like not every woman could just go and be a housewife. Like, just like not every dude is going to go make six figures. And you know, like I didn't like the idea that this was better than
the other.
Yeah. Like this kind of like, well, any woman could like, exactly. Any woman could have kids and be a housewife, but not every man. That's exactly what he said. Any woman could have kids and be a housewife, but not every man could make $100,000 a year.
This guy jerks off into a sock at night. I was like, himself. Like, I wouldn't even be putting too much attention.
I'm not. I did want Eli's.
No, because I also think that what he's also trying to say is that most men make somewhere in between, like, what, 60 to 80 or so. I'm guessing here. Most people make that much.
Like the average.
The average guy.
Right.
Makes that within that interval of salary. Now, to hit the six figures is going to take, so that's a rare position.
Yeah, more work, more. Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to take more work. Not saying that it's not possible.
Right.
But it's just going to take a lot more and a lot longer. Well, it's going to
take him away from the household too.
Yeah. You're putting more on the wife.
Yeah.
Right. But then it's just like for the guy who's making six figures or so, right? Comes home and then you're saying like, oh, you didn't do this. This needs to be done. Like, you're slacking on this. He's like, what the fuck? Like, I was just raking in like 80 hours.
I'm crazy. But if my man is making six figures, he isn't coming home to have to do anything. Six figures.
Yeah, but you don't know what it's like. No, you have no idea. See, this is the problem. Oh, stay-at-home mom is stuck with those kids all fucking goddamn day long. When her husband comes, she may need, I'm sorry, you need to watch the kids. You need to give me a minute. You need to make dinner. I need help because your husband makes
six figures. Why are you having someone come in and clean your house and do shit?
I mean, like, and even if you are though, it doesn't matter. There's still a lot of pressure.
I'm going to go ahead and buy a nanny then so I can also go and have my life.
Even the women, my aunt was a nanny and even that mom still PTO president. This, you know, volunteers here, does this, like, they're still, and you're with your kids. You're not going to hire a nanny when you're a stay-at-home mom. I mean,
this six figure fantasy world that we're creating.
I'm more looking at like the average, you know, like the average. Yeah.
So you're looking at the 60K guy between
or even the 80K guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like tired from coming home from his job, but also doesn't have enough to give to the mom who's been home.
Yeah. Like,
and
you know,
she's like, I have been with the kids all day.
I don't have anything to give. One of our good friends, like, it's her biggest argument with her husband is that when he comes home from work, he like wants a break and wants to like go do his hobbies and
like rightfully tinker. So.
No, she's been in the house all day with her kids. She needs a fucking break.
A
I'm sorry.
No, that yeah.
That's not
found.
Fair. Like, yeah. you just got home from work. Spend time with your kids.
No, but at the same time, like, could they also have a compromise where on the weekends, then she gets to go out and do stuff
like
and the
girls
things that
I mean,
she
has
to
work on the weekends. So.
Because the thing is that like when you, not you,
right?
But when you come off, like, when you come home from your career or whatever, and then you're not going to just chill. You're going to do this, that, and that. And it's going to be like, bro, like, can I breathe?
Yeah.
Because I would say,
you're kind of discounting.
I breathe?
No, that's fine. Like, everybody knows that they need to.
Well, I think this is why it comes down to communication, because you have to openly say to your husband, when you come home from work,
yeah,
I know you're tired, but you just got to leave this house all day. You're going to need to give me,
like, how about you get 35 minutes to an hour to yourself? After that, you take the kids for 2 hours. Mom has got to go.
Yeah. You're feeding them. You're bathing them. Yeah. You're doing the thing.
Like that. You have to like, that's not what happens. Like, relationships are ruined because women need more help and men don't want to give it to them because they think they work hard outside of the house.
I mean, again, I just feel like this is stuff you should be talking about before you have kids, though.
Yeah, I think it's a gender norm. Every man just thinks my wife is going to take care of the kids and I will help. I mean, the husbands, the fathers, the people that I'm talking about aren't bad dads. They're not bad husbands. They don't do as much as they can or are willing to because they don't want to, because they feel like they don't have to.
All right. That's a problem.
Because it falls on her all the time.
Yeah.
Like, do you know how many times I'm at my friend's house and she's like, babe, can you please just watch the kid for 5 minutes so I can just talk to my friend? Like, I'm here with him all the time.
Right.
Yeah. It's draining. Moms need a better break. You know when your break was? The 20-minute ride home you got from work. Like, you were in peace. You could listen to the radio. You even do your self-love in your car, you know? Like, and then you come home and you want to take a 35-minute break when I'm pulling my hair out of my head. Like, it's not fair. Like, I think more dads need to step up, even if, and I mean, also,
I just think it still comes down to communication.
Absolutely.
And people not talk. Absolutely. You have to talk about this stuff when you start to have kids or start to have the conversation
before
with
kids.
And you have to continue to reinforce it throughout as the kids are there.
And it's almost like the boundaries you set for yourself. Like, hey, husband, what we're not going to do is overwork me. You know,
exactly.
Or even the guy overworking himself. Yeah. Because he's going to be like, because that's
he's going to feel like that's an expectation that every day he's going to not want to come home. Right. It's going to build resentment. Yeah.
He's
that's
going to stay at work.
Bedroom. Yeah. He'll want to stay the overtime just because then he's not expected to go home and play a whole nother role in life.
That's
so
like,
I think
that's pathetic to me. I'm sorry. It's what pisses me off.
Yeah.
Because a woman has to play every role and nobody's giving her a break. And this is where my hatred comes from.
No, because I mean, you do have a point here though, because it does take an effect on, you know, there are absent fathers, right, who completely just don't want to take any responsibility and be a father, but they're also the absent fathers that stay at work all the fucking time and don't want to raise their kids either.
Right. Yeah.
So I mean, I do hear you. Like you do have a point there, because it's like, if dad is constantly working, just paying for everything,
he thinks that's how he's supporting.
And he thinks that is how dad shows he loves us, is just for paying for shit.
Right.
But then it's like, with that too, come certain kind of responsibilities or expectations on our kids, where it's just like, okay, you're going to do what I tell you to do. You're going to go to school for whatever I want you to go to school for, because I'm paying for it. As they blah, but they still don't get to know their kids. And then those kids still have their own issues.
Yeah.
With not only with themselves, but their parents. Because dad didn't really take the time to get to know me and take me out for ice cream every Sunday.
Bond. It was
he supported them monetarily, never emotionally.
Right.
Yeah. I just think that people, I mean, more and more, obviously we're recognizing like how hard it is to stay at home.
Yeah.
And it's very rare that anybody stays at home. Usually the wife is working a part-time job or doing something right on the side, and then still expected to cook and clean and raise the kids and do all the things. And that's just kind of where my like, this is bullshit attitude comes from.
That's what's bullshit for the women to even stand there and accept that as a thing to be.
But they have, you have to move forward. You have to, what are you going to do? Not
stand
up
for yourself.
Yeah. I'm going to be like, we are going to fucking set up some sort of schedule routine. Some bullshit. We're going to work on this together.
I think it's just hard. And obviously that's ideal, but I think it's so hard because when you're raising a family and you have kids and schedules and this and play dates and sports and blah, blah, blah. And it's like non-stop.
Right.
Like, it's already hard to practice your own self-love, let alone work on your relationship.
Right.
Which I've always said to so many people, like, yourself comes first, your relationship comes second, your kids come last.
Yeah. Right.
You know, like, that should be the hierarchy, not like your kids.
Yeah.
And then everything else. Like, you have to put your relationship way up there.
You have to, especially if you plan on raising these fucking kids together. Like, you have to communicate. You have to work together. Because you're right. If you don't, it does all start to fall.
Yeah, this was crumbles. The demise of my marriage, was the whole kid thing. So I started to take prenatals, and I stopped smoking cigarettes. I stopped quit drinking, and I was doing all the things to get there. Mm-hmm. And in these wokeness moments of my life, I was finding out that realizing more that he wasn't really into supporting me in that way. And then I just realized, like, wow, you don't really take care of the dog, like, or yourself. How am I supposed to bring a whole human in this?
And it makes me sad, because I think this can go for both guys and for women, just regardless. When kids start to be a topic, I feel like sometimes people overlook things. Like, you're in a rare moment where you are really evaluating your life and the things that
I'm glad I
all be involved with having a kid. And I think that there's a lot of people out there that don't do that.
They just want kids. I've always wanted kids.
Yellow one. There we go.
I feel like,
A community,
part of the problem.
And I think a lot of times, like, people don't communicate because they just think that
the other person's
a mind reader. Right?
People make a lot of assumptions about each other. And I feel like that's part of the problem in a lot of any kind of relationship, romantic relationship, friendships. Working with people, is that you just make these assumptions and you don't actually have maybe that uncomfortable conversation with someone, or just that uncomfortable realization, like, this person doesn't even take care of themselves. They don't even take care of this dog. They can't even water a plant, but yet they're telling me that somehow miraculously this little baby is going to come into the world and all of a sudden you're going to be responsible.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Like, not
Annie, not
I know. I'm so lucky.
Again, that's listening to potential, because that's
right. Yeah, that's what I did fall for. I listened to the potential and nothing ever, the actions
but
never aligned
with
the words.
See, though, how it would be easy for somebody in that situation to just have the baby.
The baby's going to fix things too.
But maybe then he'll step up.
And right. A baby will change everything.
Well,
right.
It does change everything.
It does change everything, but not in the way people want it.
Right.
Exactly. Well, and that's the thing. In her realization, she realized but some people just realize it after that baby shows.
But think about why they don't want to have people. This is why they don't want to have that conversation, because they risk not having that person.
Yeah, exactly. You risk losing
that, and then you guys really sit there eye to eye and like, holy shit, we really should probably should
not
really
have got married.
Not got married or not didn't really want to have this baby, or even not really want to be with each other.
Yeah. Well, it's uncomfortable. And that's uncomfortable. People avoid.
Yeah.
It'll be easier just to go, well, maybe they'll change after this baby, instead of going, well, nothing's going to fucking change. And I just threw all these years of my life away and almost.
And now I have a baby. I have to take care.
So, yeah.
I got a whole human to take care of.
So glad I have a dog.
I'm the only human I want to take care of these days.
Seriously,
that's a lot.
I'm already a lot.
And this is what's going on too. Not a lot of people are having kids anymore.
I'm done. I know. I've already checked out of that.
Yep. Oh, I know. I had this conversation with my grandmother actually, because she was like,
I just hate. And I was like, I think it's amazing about it.
I don't understand why people. Like,
that's fine.
That's the stupidest shit I've ever
heard. Yeah. I don't understand.
But yeah, it's really annoying. Sorry.
Also, what even is wrong with being selfish? Like, why is that a bad thing?
I'm so sorry that I don't feel I'm equipped to take care of myself and an infant. Yeah.
And shocker face, if I change my mind, I can always adopt a poor fucking kid that y'all were all upset about someone maybe aborting.
You're like, why is it this?
Or that nobody wanted to take care of in the first place. Exactly. Like, the orphanage is full of kids.
Yeah.
Well, like, we didn't get to the one topic, because we're going to have to wrap it up soon, that my mom wanted to talk to, which was kind of like this.
Yeah.
These like, you feel like you have to be in a relationship and you have to get married.
Yeah.
You
have to have a
baby, all these like, you know, social norms that like you're supposed to do all these things, but people don't want to do them anymore.
No, exactly. No.
Fuck. And why
like,
should
if
you?
I can find a man out there that can't have children, I will throw myself at him. Like,
but what if you found a man that had like grown kids?
And I would probably propose to him too. Like, sir. I could be like someone's cool aunt or something, right? Can I just be the cool like girlfriend aunt?
100%. You can be whatever you want to be.
Not your mom.
Not your mama.
Really glad I'm on the same page with my man's about that thing too.
We had to make this a shorter episode. Normally when Eli's here, we go like on and on and on, and there's like a million. Yeah. I feel like I'm just, because I have such a hatred for streaming. You know?
Stop saying that.
You kind of do.
You were excited about a possibility of a young buck. Though.
He's 25. Okay.
That's
so
get it,
yeah, he's old enough. He's old enough.
I said, what year did you graduate high school? And he said, 2014. He said, what year did you graduate? 2007. And I said,
Yeah, sure. That's exactly what it was.
That's right. Wow. Sure. We'll go with that. Anyway, Eli, do you have anything you want to add or something we didn't touch on?
Also, do you have a tip or a bitch or anything to throw in here at the end?
The one thing that I was going to say was that I think men get that too. As far as like, we, even from our mothers and fathers sometimes, so we was just like, you should get yourself a nice girl. Like,
what's right.
Like,
oh, yeah, like, yeah.
Needs, yeah. Like, start a family, especially if you're.
Oh, God, the expectation on men when they're with someone for so long, like, when are you going to get married?
Right.
When
are you going to propose? Yeah, you can. A guy gets that. Like, they're just like, how do you know even if I want to get married?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just like even the pressure of marriage, because marriage is going, the concept of marriage is going in the shit
out the window.
Yeah,
it's like, because now a lot of people want to blame it on like how, because it's so easy to get a divorce, but I think that it's just that culturally we as a society
we're trying to make an idea work that
maybe marriage at the end of the day is a legally binding contract that was originally
like said this in a past episode
because it is that was originally used so that men owned their wives. That's how it started. Like that's literally what it was. That's what marriage was.
Yeah, I mean, it was about economics too.
Yeah.
And land property ownership.
Right. Right. Ownership. So, you were chattel. Women were chattel up until like 1960 something. Women were considered chattel, which is legal property of their husband. So
no.
Okay. And you wonder why. And we're still confused about it. I mean, that's a fact.
I'm all about the people, everyone making their own relationship for whatever that means to them.
Yeah.
You have to find a partner that aligns with your, that is my
tip. Love that. Yeah.
Yeah. Make your own fucking rules.
Yeah,
seriously.
For sure. Make your own rules.
What's your tip? Is that your tip?
I love that. Make your own rules. Make your relationship what you want it to be.
Yes.
Don't, but don't stand for no fucking bullshit.
I was just going to say, my tip is to stand firm in yourself. Put yourself first. Put that relationship second. Communicate the fuck out of everything.
Yeah.
Men, tell me your feelings. It's fine.
Yeah.
Even if you cry a little, it's okay.
That's going to be my tip for the guys out there, man. Listen, write it down. Take a picture. I don't give a fuck. Where's some fucking Chris Tucker from Friday? That was a reference. Watch it. But seriously, talk about your feelings. Talk to the bros, man. Get some practice into this, man. Because
go to a fucking therapist if you have to.
Come see a motherfucker like me. Like go see a therapist, man. Because you got to talk about your issues. Everyone has issues. Everyone has it.
Yeah.
Because you're gonna make your relationships better if you talk about it.
Yes.
Everyone could use a sounding board, right? Exactly. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yes.
So I love it. Do we have a dispatch? People who don't communicate.
Society.
Expectations
are dispatch. Because when you have expectations, no one's ever going to meet them. That's something in your own mind. That's your own perception. Always. So you can't hold people to your expectations. I would love if people would be as kind as I am to everybody else.
Yeah, right.
That would be great. But we can't.
Always will be disappointed if you hold others to
your expectations. What else you should always do, Eli?
Oh.
Wrap up your dicks.
Have a good night, guys.
Wrap them shits up.
Wrap it up.
All the sounds.
Should we just play every single one now?
All right, guys. Have a good night.
Thanks, guys.
Good night.
Bye.